listener production. Hey there, Saskia Channing with Outback Queensland News. Mostly sunny across the region today, heading for a top of 31 degrees in both Mount Isa and Cloncurry. Here's what's making news today, Tuesday, June 6. The Palaszczuk government reveals some of the issues it's looking to address in next week's budget. The medical service set to cash in a $500 million funding boost, and local mortgage holders anxiously brace for yet another interest rate rise today. State budget will be handed down this time next week, and aside from housing, health is a massive issue the Palaszczuk government will be looking to address. Health Minister Shannon Fentiman says she understands that taking your family to a GP can be financially difficult without bulk billing.
That's why our budget will be delivering on cost of living for families, and it will be delivering for Queensland Health and our health and hospitals to try and take the pressure off.
More than $500 million has been committed to Aero Medical Service Life Flight. They've already got a base here in Mount Isa, but the cash will allow them to expand and continue helping the seriously ill and injured.
The helicopters are maintained, any new equipment they need, any upgrade to our services. But at the end of the day, this is about providing the best possible care to Queenslanders right across our state.
That's Premier Anastasia Palaszczuk there. More calls for stronger action to combat skyrocketing power bills as further increases loom. Qatar's Australian parties urged the federal government to implement a permanent reserve resource policy by fixing price and supply of coal and gas in addition to current price caps already in place. It follows last week's forecast from the Australian Energy Regulator predicting a 21% spike in electricity costs from July. A nervous wait for Northwest mortgage holders with the RBA board to meet again this afternoon. They'll consider whether or not to change the interest rate, which currently sits at 3.85%. Amy McVie from the Queensland Council of Social Services says if they rise, it'll push more of us into poverty.
Our community organisations are seeing a change in the demographic of people approaching community services for help. Things like putting food on the table. They are seeing more and more people who are fully employed and who may even have a mortgage.
Since May last year, the RBA has lifted rates 11 times. Registrations are now open for parade attendees for the 2023 Isa Street Festival. Council's looking to lock in local schools, sporting and community groups, businesses and special car owners to get involved on August 9. Participants also able to score cash prizes across categories like Best Themed Entry and Best Rodeo Quest Entry. Head to Isa Street Festival's Facebook page to apply or to find out more information. In other news this morning, June 6 is a day to celebrate Queensland's culture and heritage. That's according to the Professional Historians Association of Queensland Secretary. Christina Goldbold says it marks the state's official separation from New South Wales as an independent colony.
Queensland had to make its own way through dint of hard work and effort to establish its own finances. And those first 10 years were rocky. About 1866-67, there was actually a financial crisis.
Now you're up to date with what's happening across Outback Queensland. Want more local news? Get free breaking news about our community. Download the Listener app, search for Mount Isa and add to your favourites now.